Let's debut a brand new segment we are calling The Ramp.
What the lyrics are going to be.
A ramp. A ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon King.
Yes.
And The Ramp is brought to you by Sante Center for Healing and Mark Spain Real Estate.
Wow, it's already sponsored?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. The remake I didn't know we needed, but now I realize we've been missing that my whole life. Well done. The Ramp.
It's a wheelchair ramp.
Yeah, it's a fully contained segment. It's good. It's a good intro. It explains everything you need.
I didn't realize how much the "he weighs the same as three people" line would hurt. I heard it. Anyway.
Three small people, let's say.
Three hams.
Huskies.
Yeah, three hams.
If it was the full row you sat on, there, you might as well get the piano case ready.
Yeah.
All right. So on episode one here of The Ramp, I wanted to do a follow-up on new puppy in my life. Molly. I mentioned her a few months ago. I got her around Christmas time and been breaking her in, trying to get her adjusted to the new life, to the new house. And there's some good days and there's some bad days, some good times and some bad times. It's been a while since I've dealt with a puppy, like many, many years. The last time would have been, I guess, when I got Izzy, which was like 8 years ago. So, dealing... Gosh. What a flyby shot at my dog.
What could the dog possibly have done to elicit that response? Never been that mad at a dog before.
It was been in my house one time.
Taking shots behind the dog's back. They're not even there.
Probably doing it on radio. He probably leaves a radio on for Izzy and Molly.
I don't want them to not catch the show, so yeah. I leave the thing going. I let them call in, actually, so they can hear it pre-delay. I don't want them to miss anything.
It takes a real man to take shots at a dog on the radio when they're not there.
An 18-pound dog.
That's ham in a nutshell right there.
So, yeah, been dealing with just trying to get a puppy acclimated, and yes, I realize that.
I am
I
infectious.
Hate this thing.
Puppy
acclimated. There we go. Trying to get the puppy acclimated to new life, and now we're at the point where looking into obedience school.
Ooh.
Because
I
don't know.
Your good shoes.
Like, there's a whole closet full of right ones. Go
always
to town.
Goes right to the left.
But this, just the ones that I wear must taste better or something.
Yeah, it's got a little salty
foot juice.
Right, yeah. It's got my little nub juice.
There's always some Cool Ranch Dorito mix down at the bottom. She can always count on it.
Empanada crumb?
Nacho cheese this week. Whatever Dorito flavor du jour you were into that week.
Oh, the Funyun day. No, I'm out. No, I'm
me.
No good. But yeah, so I don't know if there's like a proper age that you should look into this, but it's definitely something that I am looking into, and I put a tweet out asking, you know, P1s in the area, hey, has anyone used a local service? If so, which one has been good for you? Because I want to do this. The problem I'm running into is I don't know exactly how I want to do it, because I do kind of like the idea of you drop the dog off for however long, a week or two, and you get back a well-mannered dog.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I'm also just kind of hesitant about that, because I'm like, are you just dropping them off to some drill sergeant that's going to put them through hell week? And I mean, I don't know. The other option, obviously, is you go with them every day to something, or they come to your house.
But who has the time for any of that?
And yeah, the timing on that would be tough. I don't know that I would be able to do that every day. So
I don't want the sweet spot to suffer for your dog. I need
right.
you there.
Yeah, are you going to take off time for this?
Well, that's why I'm talking out here on the ramp, trying to figure out what's the best course of action here, because it definitely needs to happen. One of the biggest things I'm running into, and I don't even know if obedience school would help this, is she's getting like the nightly zoomies where she just gets this huge burst of energy between like 7 and 9 p.m.
Yeah, for sure.
And just becomes an absolute hell on wheels where, I mean, she's literally just sprinting across the house, and anything that's on the ground, she'll pick it up and put it in her mouth and start throwing it across the room. And then she'll run over and bite Izzy on the leg. And then she'll run outside. Then she'll come back inside and she'll like try to jump up on my counter and grab whatever's on there. And I can't keep up.
How old is Izzy?
Like I said, about 8.
Okay, so she's no longer in the puppy stage. So she's looking to just chill.
Yeah, I mean, she'll play with her sometimes, but she wants to play about 33% of the time compared to what Molly wants to do, which is constantly. And the problem is, too, is Molly is growing at an absolute torrid pace where she's already at least twice Izzy's size. Like the last time I took Molly to the vet, they're like, yeah, probably going to be 75 or 80 pounds. Ooh. And we've gotten even like an update on the breed. They're originally like, I think she's going to, this looks like a blue heeler. Now it's, I'm pretty sure she's a German Shepherd. And she looks like a German Shepherd now, 100%. So,
and Izzy's like a Chihuahua?
A Chiweenie. Yeah, so she's a half Chihuahua, half Dachshund.
The least intimidating of all the dogs.
She's Chiweenie. Just long. She's got, yeah, the two worst parts of those dogs, which is really long and really loud. And, yeah, she, you know, whenever they do start kind of scrapping, I have to keep an eye on them, too, because sometimes you hear it going a little too far. And, you know, I definitely don't want that to become a problem. Not where they're going to
scissor.
Start. They're not going to dog scissor. I'd honestly, for about 5 seconds, be super impressed at probably what I'm watching and then have to break it up. But that's a dog owner's worst fear, is coming home and seeing your two dogs scissor.
I'm trying to think of, are they listening to like traditional old school porn music, or do they have just like the Baja Boys on?
Have they not become the Baja Men yet? They're just the boys right
Boy,
now?
Boy, that was very normative right there.
This is when they were like 13.
The original
Who
EP.
Let the puppies out?
Who let the pups out?
Okay, I sympathize with you, though, because
I don't.
There's nothing more squared away than whenever you see someone that's got a perfectly trained dog.
It seems like the best.
You can take them anywhere. You see dogs at the airport, although I guess those are mostly service animals. But still, it took a lot of training to get them to that point. Because for our last dog, we did take him to obedience school, and we did 10 lessons or whatever. It was over a couple weeks, something like that, where we would go drop him off and then bring him back, and they would give you the list of how to train with him and all that. It requires way more than just 2 weeks for them to do anything more than, like, being able to sit whenever you tell them to sit.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a pretty easy one. Paw is pretty easy. You can get them to lay on the ground. But anything beyond that.
Yeah, but more important from also training the dog is training yourself. Because you could teach the dog all these tricks and whatnot and how to behave itself. But if the owner doesn't know what to do or just doesn't adhere to the same strict rules, the dog will just revert back to its normal
self.
And
I definitely need to, learn some stuff myself. I don't need it to become a circus performer and like do all these tricks.
Just listen.
I want to get to a point where I'm not nightly being like, damn it, Molly! Get back here!
Get back here!
Trying to pull a styrofoam cup out of her mouth.
Come on!
I just, you know, I guess I got to figure out too, like, how you get them trained, but still make the peanut butter thing possible.
There it is.
Did you know you were going to shake your head at what I was saying before I finished it?
I mean, it was inevitable we were going to bingo.
I mean, yeah, if she's got the zoomies, just go on a run with her.
Oh, buddy. Well, there's another edition of The Ramp. Thank you, Ham.